Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Texas people say at least 220 people have been rescued from flooded homes and vehicles because of rising rivers near Houston. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo telling CNN no deaths or serious injuries have been reported. Senate Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer is announcing $400 million in funding to help boost security and safety measures at synagogues, mosques, and churches. The move comes on the heel of bomb threats at numerous synagogues in New York over the weekend. Senator Schumer speaking about the new law.
It allows you to put in cameras so you can detect who might do something to your synagogue. Fences, strong windows, and 2 years ago we modified it so you can actually hire personnel.
The move comes as anti-Israel protests continue at college campuses nationwide. Well over 2,000 people have been arrested in recent weeks as the protests have sometimes led to violent confrontations between agitators and police in riot gear. While President Biden has condemned the protests, he has received backlash from both sides of the aisle for his handling of the demonstrations as well. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman joined CBS and talks about the criticism President Biden has received.
It's perfectly normal if you don't agree with the president on this issue or many other issues. But it's very strange that when we have this incredible, important election right in front of us, we're about 6 months ago, and it's really two stark choices.
Gas prices have fallen over the past few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, publisher of the Lundberg Survey, tells us how much.
We have the first gasoline price drop of the year as of now. It's a 2 cent decline to $3.75 per gallon for regular grade. This after 15 weeks of surging prices, which rose 59 cents from the start of the year.
This is USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A Jewish organization is out with new numbers on anti-Semitic attacks here in the United States as a Jewish-owned bakery in Atlanta, Georgia, targeted multiple times and vandalized. USA's Laura Winters reports.
As pro-Palestinian protests rage on college campuses across the country, the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, reporting a 360% spike in anti-Semitic attacks since the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. Now, the latest anti-Semitic attack in Atlanta, where a Jewish-owned bakery shop on the campus of Emory University targeted, the store vandalized, and the owner of Ali's Cookies, a woman named Nofar Shablis, telling Fox News that a caller threatened to come and burn us. The shop also receiving an email stating, "Your store is going down unless you will stop supporting a country that murders, tortures, and commits a genocide." Police investigating.
A section of I-95 in Norwalk, Connecticut is fully reopened to traffic. after a fiery crash closed the road last week. Workers demolishing an overpass that was damaged early Thursday when a car that was merging onto I-95 struck a gasoline tanker that was parked beneath it. Attention now turns to replacing the overpass, which officials say design should be complete within the next few weeks. And no word of Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan will run in the Preakness Stakes, set for 2 weeks in Baltimore. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Gil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're on standby here. We're hoping upon hope. We've got a little bit of international call problems. Not in the court, I guess, here as we try to connect with overseas. We're trying to go straight to Jerusalem right now to be able to connect with the deputy mayor of Jerusalem, Flor Hassan Nahum. Incredible background in service, not only to Israel, but I would say to just about every nation she's been involved with. You know, she had immigrated in, I guess, 2001, over 20 years ago, to Israel, you know, from England. She is an attorney. Also the co-founder and founding member of UAE Israel. It's a business council. In 2023, she was appointed by Israel's foreign minister, Eli Cohen, as a special envoy for innovation. She's the CEO and founder of the international strategic communications firm Message Experts. So hopefully we can connect with her and get her on to have her brilliant perspective on all that's going on right now in Israel. As you know, there's been a bit of an interruption with negotiations between Israel and Hamas. Hamas was shouting in the streets that all was well and looked like everything had been firmed up, but that was a bit premature because they were assuming that Israel would just accept any deal. And when Israel looked at the deal, they said, no go, cannot do. And, of course, now what is happening in Israel, much to the disdain, I might add, of President Biden and Blinken, you know, they are moving aggressively into the Gaza and closing off the gate there at Rafah, which is on the Egyptian side, which I think is pretty interesting because Egypt is complaining. They're not happy with the move, but yet they had an opportunity to do something about it all this time. I mean, it's been over 200 plus days here that this has taken place. And the problem that they have there is that particular gate is where all the aid has been coming through, and what has been an issue, as you can imagine, if that gate is controlled by Hamas, it's not being controlled by anybody, but you know Hamas is controlling it. All the provisions that are supposed to be going to the that are supposed to be going to the Palestinians are being preempted and given to the fighters of Hamas. Of course, you know, you can imagine the complexity and the conflict that is taking place here. I mean, you are providing aid and comfort to the enemy, in a sense, all in the name of trying to help, you know, innocent Palestinians. And, you know, we've heard numbers of 1 million, 1.5 million I think now it's been conflated to be about 2 million Palestinians. You know, it's hard to say. And you can imagine because there's, you know, the lack of objective truth in reporting that's taking place there for obvious reasons. I mean, it's a war zone. And no matter what information you get from the IDF, then people say, well, that's the IDF's version. That's their narrative. It's interesting. Whatever you get from Hamas seems to be the order of the day and more accepted than what the IDF has been reporting. Just like where we are right now in America's universities, where what happened on October the 7th, you know, you've got English speaking children who've been raised in America who respond almost with unanimity that, oh, that's a narrative. You know, that's not really the truth. Well, when they see the video, there's not much that they can say. Like, you know, at UCLA, you know, I'm proud of those guys and that group. Could have been girls, too. I'm sorry. So forgive me that we're involved in this. But they got the video of what's being, you know, passed around and being shown around this country. It's an edited version. You know, even what you see in the edited version, it's horrific to see, you know, the terror and what was perpetrated by Hamas on October the 7th. 1,400 people were murdered. Women were raped, body parts, you know, cut off. Women's breasts kicked, you know, down the road there in the Gaza like a soccer ball. And what's so disturbing about all this, and I know that a lot of people want to have, you know, compassion for the Palestinians. I get it. You know, we're all human beings, and horror and the horror of war is horrific, no doubt. Okay, it's awful. It ends up presenting the worst of our humanity. And clearly, this is what you see on this video from October the 7th. This is what we're all capable of doing in, you know, given those kind of circumstances. And I understand simply, well, that would never happen. Well, you don't know. Many people in Germany said that would never happen. And look what happened with the Holocaust, which, by the way, of course, is Remembrance Week here. As we remember, again, what happened. And the reason we remember, lest we forget. But it seems that maybe the students that have been educated on our campuses in the United States of America have forgotten because they haven't been told, they haven't been taught. But, you know, if our goal is that it would never happen again, then we need to be aware of the truth. We need to embrace the truth, just like what happened on October the 7th and what's happening right now in the Gaza. So the students at UCLA, you know, went around with a trailer, big screen, showing the video of what happened on October the 7th. And that says everything that needs to be said. So you can say it's a narrative, but here's proof that here are the facts. As best you can tell from a video presentation, unlike what happened on January the 6th, where it was edited, I get that. Where some people say, well, you know, that could be an edited version. Well, you know, even if you look at it and even if you say, OK, maybe it's only 50% or 60% truth, that's 60% more truth than you had previously. And maybe this helps you out. If you're interested in the truth, you're not interested in the truth, then, you know, just go along to get along and hold on to the ideology that renders us all ineffective and less intelligent. That's the shame of it all. You know, because we want everybody to be as intelligent as possible. And we need to protect our minds from indoctrination and influence in such a way to where it blunts our desire for critical thinking and asking questions. You know, what happened to, you know, that 2 and 3 year old that was, you know, just so absolutely precious and what came along with that 2 and 3 year old, right? Which is kind of amazing, you know, when you think about it, because that 2, 3, 4 year old, what did they do? Mom, Dad, why? And they're always asking questions. And sadly, their curiosity has been lost. And now, of course, being conditioned, when they're at a level and a point of their lives and career where they're spending, you know, as much as $100,000 a year to be educated, And what are they paying for? I mean, if I was them, I'd want my money back. Because this is just unbelievable, you know, what has happened. So, anyway, we'll continue with this conversation. And thank you for joining in. And I encourage you, pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Ask the questions. Engage your critical thinking. It is a natural capacity for all humanity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
I'm Phil Hotzenfeller, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of His return. But are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events. Diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. You know, you're just hearing the commercial for, you know, my good friend Phil Hotzenfeller, his book, It's Midnight in America, Confront Fear, Embrace Courage as the Final Hour Approaches. Look at, I can appreciate, as things are happening, not only here in America, but around the world, you can get nervous. All right. And but you will, if you do that, if you don't have anything to hold on to, and this is what's so important about this book, in addition to the Word of God, certainly. But this book reminds us and points to what God said, what's already been established. I mean, thousands of years, you know, people want to see a sign. They want proof. And you look over, you know, the history of the world and you think, OK, how could this happen? How could all this happen? I'm talking to, first of all, I mean, I look out the window every day. I see the grass growing. I see little vermin, little creatures running around, beautiful plants, the sky, clouds. And you think, well, who created that? You think Al Gore did? Come on, give me a break. You know, all this has been established, been going on for thousands of years. The birds of the air, who feeds them? Yeah, I think it's been estimated. Somebody actually did the numbers on this. Said the most wealthiest person in the world couldn't even feed all the birds of the air. I think it was for 1 week. All right? God has been doing this for thousands of years since he created everything. He's made allowance. And the thing is that, you know, Jesus said, look what God's done for the birds of the air and the animals. You know, if he's done that for the bird and animals, and he considers you to be the crowning point of all his creation, you and me, and you may think, well, who am I? You know, just another humanoid. But that's how much God loves us, and that's how highly God thinks of us, is that we're the pride and joy of his creation. And I get it. You know, for a moment you think, Bill, how can that be? I'm such a knucklehead. You know, I have messed up all my life. You know, multiple marriage, I've been involved in abortion. I mean, you know, go on down the list of sins and just beat yourself up to the holy end if that's what you want to do. But that doesn't change how God feels about us. Okay? And he really, I mean, you look for a sign. And the sign is he sent Jesus, sent his only son. There's no other propitiation, no other element or avenue in which we could be reconciled to God, but by his son. See? And people in their own ego and arrogance think, oh, you know, who is this Jesus guy? And why should I believe in him? Well, you need to. Otherwise, your fate is sealed. Because what's happening now, you know, 70, 80 years, and trust me, I'm on the tail end of the 70, 80 years. And what is happening temporally is less and less significant. You know, there's some things that are still important. I mean, I appreciate my family. In fact, my son's going to have a birthday tomorrow. I'm excited to, you know, call him up. And in fact, he's getting ready, you know, to leave on a 3-year mission to Germany. And we're excited, you know, for he and, of course, all the family. And it's such a cool story. And one day I'll share it with you because it's been an amazing thing, you know, for me, for him, and for, you know, 4 grandkids that I didn't know about, and a great granddaughter, my first great granddaughter. In fact, I have my first great grandson coming in August, okay, to my grandson, you know, Ryan and Faith. They sent me over the sonogram pictures and everything. And I'm just so excited. And he's so cool. He texted me and said, Grandpa, I need you to be here. I really, and they're in California. I said, you know, I will be there. I will make every, you know, short of God deciding I need to be someplace else, I am going to be there, you know, for him. You know, because I was thinking about it today. You know, his other grandfather on his mother's side has passed, his grandmother's passed. And it's only me and his grandmother that, you know, are still alive to be there to support the birth of his first son, and we're just excited. So anyway, a little update on what's happening, you know, in our family. But all to say that, yes, there's certain parts of the temporal experience that are significant and important. But lest we lose sight of what is eternal and what's most important. Because there is an eternity, okay? There is life after death. This is what Jesus proved to us. Okay, but the question is, where will you spend that eternity? Will you spend it with God, or will you spend it with the evil one who has been controlling everything of this world? And now it's more manifest, and the reason I believe it's more manifest, as Phil points out in his book, It's Midnight in America, is because we've secularized ourselves. We have made a willful decision, and this has happened. This isn't new. It's been going on for thousands of years. Humanoids decide they know better. Okay, we just finished the book of Judges, and it says Israel was without a king. Okay, think about that. Israel lost sight of its king. Israel's king was God, and they lost sight of it, and they said, we're without a king. And so without a king, they were going aimlessly, getting themselves in trouble, and next thing you know, they're subjugated, they're attacked, God is no longer with their army, and they're left to their own devices, and they get their rear ends handed to them, and they get held captive. Generally around, you know, in round numbers, about 20, sometimes 40 years. I mean, this is a generation of people that because they decide to turn their back on God, they become captive. Okay, and this is a cycle that's happened time and time again. So what makes you think, you know, thousands of years later, that somehow God has changed and these dynamics are different, that could not happen to today's America? But we see it happening. I mean, the signs clearly are there. I mean, this has been a slow, progressive, and determined walk through all that is America, the great American idea, the blessings that God has given us, the institutions. And what do we see? It's held captive and it's become corrupt by the evil of this world. Clearly, can you not see it? Right? So what has to happen, again, in following the pattern that we read about in the book of Judges, you know, the children of Israel, when they had enough pain and suffering, decided, okay, maybe we need to turn back to God. Oh, you think? And so here we are. Okay, maybe we just maybe the answer is God himself. Who set all this stuff up? Who set the boundaries? The stars. I mean, the environment, the climate. Forget about what anybody else is saying. God's in charge. He did all this. I mean, it's not like all of a sudden, oh, he forgot about climate change. Goes to St. Peter. You know, I can imagine the conversation. Peter, I thought I told you to fix that. Oh, sure, right. Give me a break. This was done from his original creation. All has been established and designed and perfected, you know, for his glory. It speaks of who God is. And the things that don't work, that are not consistent, because we violate his principles. And it all starts when we think we know better. So funny, you know, because the Bible says that man makes his plans and God laughs. Right? I mean, can you imagine our peeny brains compared to the God of the universe? Take a look at any part of the body and say, okay, who has the mind to be able to create, let's just say, the eyeball? I mean, think of all the elements that make up an eyeball that allows us to see. It's a miracle. I mean, scientists are still trying to figure this out. You know, they've got an idea and they've got a little bit of the, but they can't. They really do not understand the basic miracle of it. But here we are. We think we know better than God. But the answer still remains, where will you spend the rest of your life? Do you choose to spend it with God in eternity or with the evil one?
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. The demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Great to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He's Jeff Kemp, my good friend, man of God, former NFL QB and ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how are we doing, buddy?
I am doing okay, man. I'm sitting outside in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Oh, how fun is that, huh? Hey, one day I got to get out there. I got to spend some time with you. We got to be face-to-face here after all this time we've been spending on the radio.
We're brothers who don't even know what we look like because we're always on the phone. We got to be in the same place, same time sometimes. So
I know exactly. It's like our umbilical cord, you know, is connected by an internet wire.
You know, yeah.
This is what it is. But, yeah, we will definitely do that. Jeff, you know, what was on my mind last night as I was thinking about what we were going to talk about, you know, the idea came up of, you know, whose are you and who are you? These are identity questions, and I know that you've been talking to the men about their God-given identity. And sometimes we just get through life, we get about being, you know, so busy about being human doings instead of human beings that we ignore this critical question. Because this critical question, or maybe two questions, is the basis on which we operate. If we know whose we are and who we are, boy, that alters your trajectory, doesn't it?
Oh, everything. This is the age of insecurity. Everything is brand. Everything is image. Everything is how many followers, what's your, you know, the popularity and platform and your position and your possessions and your achievement and your score and your bank account and your car and your house. Are you right? Or are you wrong? Are you popular? Or are you not? So it's an age of insecurity. Mm-hmm. And the answer to insecurity is identity. And identity cannot be answered if you answer it independent of the one who made you.
Exactly.
God is a relational God, and he made us, and he wants relationship with us. He literally wants us to be his family. He wants us to be his daughters and his sons. And if we think we need to, like, achieve that, then we're messed up, because there's no way you can achieve perfection to get adopted by God.
Exactly.
If you think you got to earn that by behaving well, by being moral, if you think you got to earn your stripes as a man by what you accomplish in the business world, the sports world, with women, you are going to be an empty vessel that at some point is going to crash. In the meantime, you're going to be messing other people up, because all you're doing is consuming from them as objects.
Right.
But I love, I love the topic that you said.
Yeah.
You know, Bill, I was thinking about a twist. None of us like it when a person says, "Don't you know who I am? You know, I should be first in line. Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who my dad is? Don't you know who my family is?" That's very, very obnoxious.
Yes.
Ironically, I'm actually saying the same thing in a humble spirit versus that arrogant spirit. If you know who you are, which is God's son or daughter, and whose you are, his beloved son or daughter, then all of a sudden, everything comes together. You're going to be nicer to other people. You can forgive. You can persevere. You can handle trials and difficulties. This life doesn't need to satisfy all your goals, because guess what? Your father's an eternal father, and he's got an eternal home and getting ready for you. It's going to be an awesome thing when he recreates the earth and the heaven, and we live in his kingdom. So
exactly.
I love it.
Well, the thing is, but the thing is, Jeff, as soon as you put on that attitude of, "Don't you know who I am?" tells you that you don't know who you are. See, that's the irony of that position, right? So as soon as you come across that way, you've actually revealed yourself and demonstrated that you don't know whose you are and who you are, because when you know whose you are, there is a sense of confidence and surety that is, that goes along with you. It pervades your thoughts, your perspective towards others. It's engaging, it's inviting, it's attractive, right?
Yep. Here's an analogy.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. When if a little boy, 10 or 11 years old, wanted to show up at the Buffalo Bills practice facility and walk into the locker room and say hi to all the players and get some gum and some wristbands and then go out on the practice field and throw the ball around with some of the players, you'd be, "Oh, my gosh, what kid has that courage, that gumption? What kid has that right? Who does he think he is?" Interestingly, that was me when I was a little boy, because my dad was the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, and he brought me to practice. And I got to walk all over training camp, all over the field. I got to go into the locker room. I knew the players. I wasn't afraid of them. They were my friends. And that was because I was the son of my dad, who was the quarterback of the team. Now, that is nothing compared to being the son or the daughter of eternal father. And interestingly, you carry that with humility as opposed to pride. You don't say, "Don't you know who I am?" You tell yourself, "Hey, I know who I am. I don't have to be offended by what she just said. I know who I am. I don't have to worry that, you know, they're doing the wrong stuff." It answers life's questions. It gives you security to know whose you are and who you are.
And just like how you knew your father, Jeff, see, that's the opportunity that we have in knowing our Father in heaven. He's righteous. He's the one who sanctifies. He's the one who heals. He's the one who's ever present, who says, "Jeff, you know what? I want you to know I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. You can always count on me." He's the one who provides. He's the one who is that who gives us the confidence for victory. Just look at You know, the victory is mine. The fact that the victory is mine, it's yours as my son and daughter, right? So the names of God are so important for you to be able to, you know, pray and understand and meditate on it, because that's who our Father is. He is that good shepherd. He is Jehovah Rohi, you know, the good shepherd. He's our healer, Jehovah Rophi, you know, the one who took the stripes, who by his stripes we are healed, right? I mean, but
Jehovah,
if you don't...
Jehovah Jireh, who provides
everything
you need. You know, I was just reading that Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he told, hey, I'm going to be killed, but I'll raise again on the third day. And you know what they were doing while he was telling them that? They were arguing about who's going to be the most important in the first, and who's the greatest in heaven. And... Right
that's our crazy humanoid, you know, mindset. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
It's like we want to have something better than what God wants to give us, which is perfect. But interestingly, after, you know, Jesus said, don't worry about your food and your drink and your clothes and your house. People who don't know God worry about all these things. They're anxious about all these things. You don't need to worry because God's got these under control. Your Father has these under control. And then he says this amazing statement. He's, fear not, little flock. It's like, you're my little sheep, my little children. Fear not. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hey, don't you understand, you guys? Yeah. I'm going to exercise my power to get rid of the little, small stuff you're aiming for and give you eternal welcome into my kingdom, and I'll meet every one of your needs along the way. It's your dad. So if you know whose you are, then you know who you are, and you don't need to panic over the little stuff in this world. You're living for a bigger purpose, a larger game, a longer story, an eternal home, and, yes, much significant ministry right now, because you may be the only husband or wife to your spouse, the only father or mother to your child, the only mentor to a person who doesn't have a dad. So your life matters, but it's based in identity as a son or daughter of God in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Jeff Kemp, to wrap things up, 10 seconds left, the website for them to go to be connected with you.
Go to jeffkemp.com, jeffkemp.com. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeff. God bless, buddy. Take care.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contract? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay. Plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. We got Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, to talk about the latest viral videos. Lots going on, especially on college campuses today. Huh, Sam?
Yeah, there's been it's been a crazy time across the country on college campuses, unfortunately.
Yeah, but there's been some, you know, bright shining lights that have come out of this. You know, we were talking about the fraternity there at UNC, these frat boys who, you know, shielded the U.S. flag, you know, from the mob that wanted to burn and desecrate. And they stood up, and of course, there's been a crowdfunding deal response. I think they've given them like $500,000 has been raised plus, you know, on behalf of these boys. So that's quite the statement around the country that is supporting the frat boys that are just saying, hey, look at we're gonna have a rage here, you know, to celebrate their patriotism, right?
That's right. So Pi Kappa Phi members, they were the ones that were then used for it. But apparently they were discussing it, and they were saying that there was other guys from other fraternities that were involved. And, of course, we're talking about the UNC students that, you know, they put the flag back up and made sure to protect it, even while getting, you know, different things hurled at them all day.
Yes.
You know, in the University of Chapel Hill by protesters. It was, like, you know, anti-Israel protesters. And It honestly kind of made me tear up when I saw it, because you're just like, oh, there's hope, you know, like, especially on UNC.
Exactly.
UNC is a very, like, what you would consider a liberal campus. And those guys were just like, they were just talking about it, and they just said that they were not going to let the headline today be that the U.S. flag came down. And, you know, because they didn't know they were going to have money raised when they're doing this. They didn't know what was going to happen or how the news was going to be spun towards them. There's a very, you know, there was a very good chance that they were going to get a lot of hate for it, but they didn't care. And, you know, that to me, that's like, that's the definition of, like, the good part of manliness, you know, when you stand up, when you're brave. And it's just, I just thought it was worth discussing. So, yeah, the good news is they raised almost $500,000. I hope they do some really good things with that money.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing it for a rager, but I don't know how much a rager could cost.
Yeah, it could be a year's worth of ragers. I guess, I don't know, but the frat boys, they can find a way to get through money, you know, pretty quick. I've heard stories. So, but yeah, and the thing is, Sam, as you say, they didn't do it for publicity. They did it for virtue. They did it for values. Yes. They were raised, you know, to respect the flag, to appreciate what this country has given them. You know, the fact that they could be at UNC and have this opportunity for an education. And I think throughout this whole process, you know, the other thing to consider is, yes, they didn't know what the response was going to be. But it's quite revealing to see the lack of response from some of the media regarding this. Because the media seems to be in line with these kids that are supporting Hamas and the values of the Palestinians, as opposed to, you know, the great American idea of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all. You know, that's out the door. We're just going to be ideologically and politically fixed in such a way that we anger and rev up the mobs, as opposed to, you know, promoting peace. And and that's unfortunate. But this is the side that the mainstream media has taken. I think it's quite revealing, and people need to see this. I think there are some bright spots happening in universities. I mean, I'm hearing of revivals, baptisms, and record numbers taking place. So, but we hear about all the brutal things that are going, the anger that's happening on college campuses, but the mainstream media isn't reporting on the counter effect, where these kids don't want to dive into that. They're looking for the peace of Jesus, and there's baptisms. There's at UCLA, for example, which, you know, is on TV every night with all the disruption that's going on the campuses. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I got to tell you, I'm grieving for these kids and families who've paid so much money, Sam. Can you imagine? Cases, $100,000 a year. And all of a sudden, you know, here you are, the whole pinnacle of 4 years is graduation, and now graduations are being canceled. You know, there's just something just so ungodly about that, and so unjust, that graduation day is being robbed from these kids who've worked their tails off, gone through, you know, COVID restrictions and everything they've gone through, remote learning and everything, to 4 years later have this this great accomplishment be devalued. And why? Because, you know, you think about it, I think somewhere about 40% of the disruptors on these campuses, they don't even go to the college. Right.
You know, it makes you wonder, like, what's going on, why they're being allowed to disrupt like that, because people are afraid to do the wrong thing. I think what was really amazing, you know, about those guys, and, you know, maybe they'll inspire more people to stand up and do this. They were not violent back. They weren't throwing things back. They just stood there and took it and stood in the way. You know, it was like they didn't, I guess, stoop to the same level of the people who were protesting. They were just like, you know, this is not happening today. And I just hope that they'll inspire more people. You know, people have rallied around them, and I hope that more people will stand up across these college campuses, because, like you said, it's not fair. They've been through enough, and they worked really hard to get to where they are.
These kids and their parents.
Going to class, like, what in the world? I can't even imagine. It's hard enough to motivate yourself to go to class. Anyway, but, you know, you pay for it and you worked hard to get there, and you go to class, and then you know, get stopped, or even if you're not getting stopped, you're having to deal with, to me, it would be really scary to be dealing with people who are, you know, violently protesting or tearing things down or tearing things apart, taking down the American flag. I would be scared to go on campus, so I can't imagine how other students feel.
Well, it's an act of bullies. See, this is what bullies do. And bullies will bully for as long as they can get away with it. But they're afraid of courage. This is what happens. This is what backs down bullies all the time, is courage. The other thing I was going to say to you briefly, mentioning UCLA, that's underreported, is there were a group of people that were pulling a big trailer with a big screen that was showing the footage of what happened on October the 7th. So all these people on campus going, oh, well, that's a narrative, that's a big lie, and everything like that. Well, look, here's the video footage of what happened. You tell me what the narrative should be. 1,400 innocent Jews murdered, women raped, babies put in ovens, as a reminder of the Holocaust, right, that they deny. I mean, this is just a bunch of, I got to be careful here because you can get really emotional on this, but it's wrong. And it's just flat out wrong on so many levels. Anyway, we're going to let that sit right now, and we only got about 3 minutes left, and I want to address a couple of these other videos that are capturing people's attention here, Sam. This first one is a barber's split-second decision saves a toddler from oncoming traffic. What the heck was going on, you know?
That's right.
All of a sudden he sees a toddler running out in the street?
That's literally what happened. Barbershop in Connecticut Osvaldo Lugo and Rafael Santana, they were sitting there cutting hair. They were literally in the process of cutting hair. You see them talking about it, and they glance out the window, and a little toddler comes running by just by themselves right into oncoming traffic. It happened to all be caught on video, which kind of makes you hold your breath. Again, one of those videos, do you hold your breath even when you know it's okay? Because it could have ended so differently. And these guys just dropped their tools. I mean, just dropped mid-haircut. I'm hoping nobody's haircut got really messed up. But it would have been
like
worse.
This. Yeah, exactly.
Can't you imagine? It's like, buzz, woo, there's a toddler going by. And so these guys ran, and apparently the toddler had run away from his mom. She was at a bus stop and just, you know, those little guys can be fast, and I always imagine if people have more than one kid,
can you imagine?
They can be fast. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. Well, you're finding that out firsthand with Baxi, and his speed is increasing every month. So you imagine, right? Like, hey, buddy, stay close to mama. That's exactly.
I know.
Exactly. I hear you. Well, this next story, a Missouri boy, 11 years old, he's helping his classmates. They've run up their tabs for school lunches, and he pays it off, right?
That's right. So far, Jake and Kramer, he's raised $800, which is, you know, compared to the district debt, is $225,000. And apparently they're not turning down children's access for lunch. But that just, to me, I always thought that shouldn't be something kids have to worry about when they're in school. You know, sometimes that's the only meals kids get. You think about, like, kids facing hunger problems during the summertime or during COVID. You know, I've always kind of thought there has to be a way for, I know that they have free meals for some people, but I just think that should be something that kids never worry about. Because as a child, you don't earn money yourself. If you're not able to pay, it's not because you did anything or you could, you know, you're not able to pay. You can't do it.
Exactly.
So I think this kid taking it on
and for all the money the school gets, you mean to tell you can't feed kids or you can't figure out a way?
It used to drive
me nuts. When I was in California, the kids went to a school and they would serve breakfast, even breakfast, not just lunches, but they would even serve breakfast to the kids. And I'm going, and the thing was, they wouldn't even drink all the milk or eat all the cereal or anything like that. It was crazy. I said, look at these kids have parents, moms or grandparents at home. I'll tell you what, they could come here and serve a hot breakfast. They'd be making tortillas for everybody, rice and beans. These kids would be so well fed. They'd probably be asleep in class.
They'd love it.
But they'd be well fed and there wouldn't be any food being thrown out. Just saying. She's the good news girl, Samantha Mao. Thank you.
We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know?